You know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Jeff Lee says he has to have an AMP in residence at the airport for the normally specified 5 day work week, which is kind of general. But so those first two items are kind of the same thing we said about the flight school and the other things that we looked at. Anybody have a problem with those first two?
So you're on 421 and 422.
Mm-hmm. All right, problem with 421.
I did get an email a couple weeks ago from a guy who's looking to start a maintenance business here. So, you know, he's an AMP, IA, you know, looking for hangar space to start a maintenance business. As the current maintenance person on the airport, how do you feel about somebody less than 5 days a week?
How does I think that affect? Like, just like the FBO, we don't want to have any lesser. I mean, at least with the fuel business, we don't have anything less than what we currently have. I don't think you would want a guy here 1 day a week or two.
I want to know what you all think.
I guess what I'm saying is, as a general philosophy, as we debate these activities, if we have a current activity, we probably want to keep it at least at the same level as it, don't dilute it any more than what's mm-hmm. currently. That's just a general.
See, unless Larry wants to start a maintenance business, then he can.
I'm just saying as a general philosophy. I'm not saying it's a rule across the board, but generally, I think we as users of the, not speaking as a committee member, but as a user of the airport, that we like the current level of service with maintenance, with fuel, with anything else.
Kim, did he express the hours less or days less?
We didn't get that far because we didn't have
a question.
Somebody that wants to run a hangar and start a maintenance business.
What do you think about that one?
He was advised of this. And then he asked
I didn't tell him about this at all.
I think you're just looking for a direction to steer him.
If we had minimum standards, what would I have told him they were? If we had minimum standards, I would say, you want to start a maintenance business, okay, you need to meet these standards.
Right now,
you know, and part of, like we've talked about before, part of the reason you have minimum standards is to prevent unjust economic discrimination, which violates our grant agreements. You know, and to impose restrictions on this new guy, but not impose them on Jeff and Larry and whoever else has a lease out here, that's economic discrimination. You know, that violates our grant assurances.
But other than we have an existing contract.
And it's still discrimination. We're imposing different, because you, we're getting back to applicability, but.
Right.
Okay, so let's get back to this.
You're automatically required to make them have the same thing.
If that's what I'm saying, the FAA's opinion is
well, yes, you don't need a policy to do that.
Yeah, this I don't understand what we're doing, because if you're saying that we cannot create a standard any higher than what's currently out there.
No, you can.
You just said that would be economic discrimination.
No.
If you made it a higher, let's say you wrote this to say the standard would be to have two people on staff every day that has an FAA certificate, that's a higher standard.
Right.
So
if that's our standard.
Right.
And so this new guy comes in and we say you've got to have two AMPs 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's our minimum standard.
I thought what you just said that would be constitute economic discrimination.
Let me finish the example.
All right.
We tell that these are our minimum standards. You have to meet those. Two guys, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So he creates his business to do that, and then along comes Larry, who says I can do this with my business because I've got this lease that says I can do whatever I want, basically. And I only want to have one mechanic 2 days a week. The guy that's got two mechanics 5 days a week